Hannah Bodger-Kearns is one of our producers of our program, and she was trying to source some kaikōrero out of Invercargill. Now, you know that Julian Batchelor's been down there. Batchelor has been down there. The Invercargill Mayor Nobby Clark has been lambasted by local iwi over his attitudes towards giving civic buildings Māori names as well as in English. This from our friends at Radio New Zealand. At a fiery meeting last night, the Mayor put forward a motion saying the Council would support bilingual naming of civic buildings, but only if the Māori words relate to a building's purpose. This follows on his personal thoughts that Reo Māori and English should be kept separate and not exactly welcoming to whakaaro Māori in the way that he rolls, but some hesitancy, it would seem, from local iwi to make too much comment publicly about this one, because they are looking forward to strengthening relationships with the local council rather than hindering them. Hannah Bodger-Kearns is one of our producers of our program. She's kindly with us from down country. Tēnā koe, Hannah.
Morena, Dale.
Thanks for joining us, Hannah. Well, look, firstly, thanks for all the mahi you've been doing to help our program over the past few months, but prior to that for many years as well, and respect your skin in the game, sis. So what we're seeing in Invercargill is really a repeat of what has been seen on this sort of stop co-governance tour by this fellow Julian Batchelor, but the reaction from the Invercargill mayor perhaps catching a few of us by surprise. You've tried to get some kaikōrero, but none forthcoming, eh?
Yeah, I approached a few people yesterday that, you know, sympathetic to what we were wanting, but their concern sort of, to me, it sounded like they were just a bit reluctant to further his dialogue in the first place. And then secondly, there's just some concern that, you know, their relationships with between Mana Whenua and the council, that, as you said, they're trying to strengthen that, and they were just concerned that it was quite precarious and they wouldn't want to damage that. So they've put out a statement and it's from Waihopai Runaka Kaiwhakahaere Cyril Gilroy, and he's sort of calling on the mayor to work harder to unite the communities. They've yesterday, at a hui yesterday, Mana Whenua reiterated their invite for a hui at Murihiku Marae, and the council have accepted now. So the conversations I had, it sounded like they were just wanting to work together, promote unity, and, you know, be more future focused.
Well, you know, it should come as no surprise to us. These sorts of attitudes are somewhat entrenched, and in particular geographical pockets, perhaps more entrenched than we realise. Nobby is, well, he's my age too, so he's an old crusty cat. So, you know, we're dealing with blokes who, well, we could paint them as being racist. Others would say unenlightened, that they can't read the room and that we are moving forward. And some of their entrenched views are from yesteryear. And I suspect that that's perhaps what's going on with the mayor. But there are many who feel that Reo Māori is intruding into the New Zealand that they have grown to love, and not willing to go on this culturally focused journey that we are all on, and it's part of the evolution of a country. Do you think it's just an old-timer who's not going with the flow, and, you know, one day these views will be considered, you know, antiquated and, as I say, unenlightened?
Well, I personally hope that, yeah, that his views become antiquated. I think there are concerns that there are, you know, that these views are out there. I just referring back to the statement from Waihopai, they're talking about their history, spanning hundreds of years since the tupuna first settled here. They're talking about their new marae complex, which has been designed to be a vibrant community hub. So they're, you know, as I said, they're just trying to push back a little bit in their own way by providing educational programs, The hub operates as a civil defence emergency centre. Again, it just seems to me they're trying to move things along and work towards unity rather than look back.
Yeah, kia ora, and hats off to our Māori community of Invercargill for opening their doors and inviting anyone who has differing views to come and have a cordial or a cup of tea and talk it through, which is the way when I see images of those who turned up to Bachelor's Stop Co-Governance tour. It sort of marries up with the racial rhetoric that we are exposed to. It's a political year, and as I say, this is old-style politics, and we're on the move. Unstoppable going forward, but hats off to Waihopai for, you know, not climbing into this one too much, because the mayor's attitude reflects a pocket of New Zealand who are clinging to the ways of yesteryear. Good luck to them, but I don't think it's going to matter much, because we seem to be moving in a different direction as a nation to what Mayor Nobby Clark is at the moment. Maybe we should bring back Tim Shadbolt, do you think? Boy, don't laugh, you. Bring back Tim. Eh?
Yeah.
We need mayors. Yeah, the bullshit and jelly beans. That was his classic writings of the 70s. Hey, Hannah Bodger-Kearns, it's so nice to hear your voice. Thank you for the mahi you've been doing for our program, you know, in recent times, and your commitment to Māori broadcasting, which is long-standing, couple of decades now, ASIS. So I appreciate you sharing some cordial with us today. Thanks, Hannah.
Thanks, Sal.
Kia ora, ngā mihi. That's Hannah Bodger-Kearns, who's one of our producers of our program. I tried to get hold of some kaikōrero out of Waihopai